For M&N Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. Well, I tell you what, fans of the Purple, we feel your pain.
Herbert's under center. Vidal is the tailback. Tight end in motion to the left of Herbert. He rolls out to the right, looking to the end zone. Now he's between the hash marks, flicks it to the end zone, and it's caught. Touchdown, L.A. Chargers. That is Trey Harris, the Mississippi rookie, with his first National Football League touchdown reception. Herbert has thrown three, and the Chargers lead 30-10.
Paul L. McCall on KFAN and the Vikings Radio Network. A thorough loss in Los Angeles to the Chargers. Eventually, 37-10 was the final. Quarterback Carson Wentz was injured coming into the game, and it certainly didn't get better as that game went on.
I felt better. That was a tough one. Thursday nights are always tough, but that was a little extra tough. But, I felt better, but we're walking. We're all right.
So did head coach Kevin O'Connell consider giving Wentz the hook for backup quarterback and former Gopher quarterback Max Brosmer?
I did think about that at different times in the game, but at the same time, the confidence we have in Max and the upside we see in Max is real. We just, you also don't want to send him out there and force a level of kind of figure it outness that's probably beyond a guy playing for the first time. And that was kind of where the decision was to continue to go with Carson as long as, Carson felt like he was healthy enough to keep playing.
Vikings have lost two in a row and fall to 3-4 on the season. They're in Detroit a week from Sunday. The Golden Gopher football team is in Iowa tomorrow at 2:30. That'll be a border battle in Iowa. Gopher hockey is home this weekend against Duluth. The Wild are home on Saturday against Utah. The Timberwolves are at the Lakers, 10-8 at 9, trying to keep it a perfect 2-0. Kevin Faulness, M&N Sports.